Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue pour la Montkirk. Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome from Montkirk in the lot in the south of France. I'm your host, Kieran Ari Tassiot, and it's now time on Forest FM for your Eurovision Showcase.
Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
France. 2007.
I remember jolie demoiselle, sur la summer nous la tour Eiffel. I remember comme tout était belle, so beautiful with your sac Chanel sur le pont de la Seine. Let's do it again, 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 again. You gave me a rendez-vous, what is it, je le cherchais à toi. Dans les rues, je ne suis pas venu car tu ne l'es plus. Je le regarde partout, where are you? My heart is bleeding, oh I miss you. L'amour à la française, let's do it again, 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 again. You give me a rendez-vous. Et je cours, je cours, je cours à flos. L'amour, 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 je suis perdu. Here we, but you and I'm crazy. Cela, Paris, je tout le manque. Sans toi, I can't live sous la pluie. I feel sorry, Champs-Élysées. Hollande, la nuit, le moulin rouge. I feel guilty. La pluie, I feel sorry. Je suis perdu here without you. And I'm crazy, seul à Paris. I remember jolie demoiselle, sur la summer comme tu étais belle. I remember nous la tour Eiffel, so beautiful with your sac Chanel. L'amour à la française, c'est que je t'aime. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. I give you a rendezvous. Et je cours, je cours, je cours à flos. L'amour, 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 je suis perdu. Here we, that you and I'm crazy. Cela, Paris, je tout le manque. Sans toi, à guetter sous la pluie. I feel sorry, Champs-Élysées. Hollande, la nuit, le moulin rouge. I feel guilty et le soleil est plus brûlant que les oiseaux. Et dans le ciel, I miss you so. Un souvenir, un rendez-vous. Des fleurs, des fleurs, des fleurs for you. Je
tourne le manque sans toi. Le mot à la française from Ficard Picard. Well, that was France's Eurovision entry in 2007, coming 22nd with just 19 points. Yes, you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Ari Tassiot. Welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on board with your ears all nice and clean, ready for the Eurovision Showcase. Oh yes, I'm here to entertain you all the way up until 6 p.m. here with the greatest news and music from the world's biggest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, yes, of course, I am in France still on holiday, and I will be on next week's show too. But we've got a very special show next week. Yes. We've got no requests for next week, okay? But we've got plenty of requests for this week. We've got James Brett. We've also got Robert Wallström. And I'm sure I've probably got Richard. Yes, I've got Richard down in Ferndown as well. So I look forward to hearing his request, as well as Robert and James's a little bit later. Now, if you want to get in contact with the show, it would be lovely to hear from you. You can find us on our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. You can also find us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. You can find all the details of how to get in contact with us on our website, www.escshowcase.com. Righty-ho, well, Les Fakapika are quite a big group here in France, still to this very day. They did release an album not too long ago. I think it was in 2019, excuse me. So that was a lot of fun, and it's still got a lot of love here in France. Got to number 11. It didn't chart in 2019, but in 2016, their album called Fakapika Country Club got to number 11 here in the charts. So yes, a lot of fun they brought to the Eurovision Song Contest back in 2007 in Helsinki. Right, we're going to go next door to Belgium now, and Belgium have selected their entrant for the 2022 Eurovision Song Contest somewhere in Italy. And they are going to be represented by Jeremine Makis, I'm sure that's how you pronounce it. And basically, Jermaine has a beautiful, amazing voice. He really, really does. He won the Voice Belgique, so the French-speaking Belgium part, their Voice Season 9. Now, Jermaine's coach there was BJ Scott, who's a pretty well-known singer in Belgium. Also on the Voice as one of the coaches was Loïc Notet for Belgium Eurovision entry of 2015. And I'm going to have the pleasure, we have the pleasure now to listen to his amazing song that came fourth in Vienna. One of the best performances at the Eurovision Song Contest. I absolutely adore it. And it's got a lot of nostalgic memories.
Hello, this is Loïc Notet from Belgium. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Rhythm Inside. Enjoy.
Belgium. 2015.
Listen to the sound of thunder rolling in the soul down under. Far beneath the skin, it rumbles. Step to the step of the drum that rolls inside. Be your enemy or lover, we are put here to discover the heart that beats within each other. We're gonna rap up, up, rap up, up. We're gonna rap up, up tonight. And if we die tomorrow, what do we have to show? We're gonna rap up tonight. And if we die tomorrow, what do we have to show? For the wicked ways down below, the rhythm inside is telling us we can fly tomorrow on the beautiful wind that blows on a cosmic tribe. Love attack, I'm gonna get that rhythm back. We're gonna rap up, up, rap up, up. We're gonna rap up, up tonight. We're gonna rap up, up, rap up, up. We're gonna rap up, up tonight. We're gonna rap up, up, rap up, up. We're gonna rap up, up tonight. We're gonna rap up, up, rap up, up. We're gonna rap up, up tonight. And if we die tomorrow, what do we have to show?
them back.
Azerbaijan.
2017.
Hi, this is Dihash. I'm from Azerbaijan. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song called Skeletons.
Standing in the mirror lane, wondering what to do. Another thing gravity's got not hold of me. I never dreamed that this could be happening, not to me. But the hair came falling down, falling so hard I start believing. Now I'm into daydreams, amazed by thorn jeans, deep into high extremes. When I'm with him it's fantasy, we're just like alchemy. Oh, I feel ready. I'm a skeleton.
Dihash with Skeletons here on the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Yes, the Eurovision Song Contest of 2017 was held in Kiev, Ukraine, under controversy, in particular because they didn't let the Russian entrant then, Julia Samoylova, in the country to participate at the Eurovision Song Contest. So the reason was because she'd was one of those lists of artists from Russia who have done concerts in Crimea after it was annexed, yes, by the Russians. So yeah, there was a huge big diplomatic row and lots of upset and crying, etc., as you can imagine. And yeah, there was a lot of awkwardness. But yeah, Russia ended up withdrawing from that year's contest and they did not qualify the following year, which was quite a bit of a shock to a lot of us. Even though sadly Julia Samoylova's second song, I believe, was pretty naff and understandably didn't get anywhere. But Dihash with Skeletons ended up coming 14th with 120 points, just ahead of the United Kingdom's Lucy Jones, Never Give Up On You. And Lucy came 15th with 111 points. So she did really quite well, I thought. Well, she came right in the middle of the pack, which is the best within what many of us could ever do. Or it seems like none of us could ever do. Ever again. No, I'm only joking. We had this long discussion last week. So anyway, I digress. It's time for us now to move on to an English version of a Portuguese Eurovision entry. Can't wait to play this for you. The Portuguese song is beautiful, of course. The Portuguese language version, but the English version, you know what they're singing about, obviously. And it was their entry in 1982. So we've got Dulce here with the song Bem Bom. And after this, we have a request. We do, from the lovely James Brett down in Worthing. Stand by.
Portugal.
1982.
Isn't that wonderful and a lot of fun? That is Bem Bom for Portugal at the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest in Harrogate in Yorkshire, here in the United Kingdom, of course, with the song Bem Bom. How much of a lot of fun is that? Right, it's now time, as I say, to go to Worthing, West Sussex, here in the United Kingdom, and go to James Brett. Now, hello, James. Hope you're well. Thank you very much. And hello to Jason as well. Hope you're listening as well. And we're going to go to the Danish Eurovision National Final of 1991. It was pretty much a star-studded contest, I must admit. Right across the spectrum, you have Bert de Kerr in that with Dean Music, Meet Music. Many others, of course. I'm just speaking off the top of my head here. But James has requested a song which came second and of the 1991 Danish National Final. And I must admit, this song has cut me in half. I don't know how else to describe it, but I'm going to just read a few of the lyrics to you. Now, obviously, it's in Danish, but here it goes nothing. So here is the first verse. She has traveled in both the south and the north, pulled teeth out on Eskimos, warm feet in the sands of the Sahara, while the camel looked for water. And the second verse. Oceans she has sailed thin, and she has met a real cannibal. But the best thing was that happened. That's what we're telling you now. By express train to China, a China boy next door. She said Jing. He said Zhang. The speaker forward. So the song is called "The By Express Train to China," and it's sung by Ulla Barre and Oli Bregendal. So here we are. James, this is random. I'm not too sure if there's a slight touch of the R word associated with this song. Listen to it and see what you think. But this honestly came second in the Danish national final in 1991. I find it very awkward, but I will put it this way. If it was awkward for you, I apologize. And let me know as well. And also, I will make sure that I'll play something fun after this to maybe wash your ears out with. So, with the greatest respect, James, I'll find out how this goes. So, the song in Danish is called Med Kæristorg til Kina, which means the express train to China. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
My name is Dale Freyr from Iceland, and this is my song, 10 Years. Enjoy.
Iceland.
2021.
We've been together for a decade now. Still every day I'm loving you more. If I could do it all again, I'd probably do it all the same as before. Outside.
so fast. Now we can take it slower. Love takes some time, takes a little time, so take a little time.
As it ages like wine.
How does it keep getting better? Every day I'll find some new way to prove the time we spend together. Simply feels good. We got a good thing going.
And just when I thought that my heart was full, I found places that I never explored.
You're so fascinating. I can't remember the last time I was bored.
I don't wanna know what would have happened if I never had had your love. I didn't become myself before I met you. I don't wanna know what would have happened if I never had felt your love. Everything about you.
Keep getting better. Every day I'll find some new way to grow. The time we spent together feels good.
How does it keep getting better?
That's Daddy Freya for Iceland at the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest with 10 years with his side group Gignum Magni. Oh, and we love him. And Iceland ended up coming fifth at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. I'm pretty sure it was fifth, wasn't it? Yeah.
Either fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth or ninth or tenth or 11th or 12th or 13th or 14th. I can't carry on.
Rude Roberto.
Yay, Rude.
Yeah. How are you doing, dear? You all right?
Yes. Nicely chilled by the pool.
Yes. We're staying at Rob's sister's in near Moncouc, as I mentioned at the top of the show.
So it's about an hour and a quarter north of Toulouse, in the Lot. It's very hot in the Lot. Oh, it rhymed. Yay.
Oh, I love that. I love a bit of a pun as well, don't we?
We do indeed. We do. We do. We do, we do.
We do, we do indeed. You remember Iceland 2021?
I do, indeed. I do indeed.
And what did you think of Iceland? They did really well for, you know, bless them, many of them caught COVID, didn't they? The two of the backing of Gegnum Magni. And obviously they couldn't go onto the stage. But they did a really good dress rehearsal of the second semi-final when they just used that tape, which is brilliant.
I preferred their song "Dear Before," Thinking About Things. Yeah. That was better, but it was still a really good song.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too. That was a winning song. Yeah. That was a winning song where I think probably Iceland were due to win to 2020, I think. It's a sad shame seeing Iceland is my love of Eurovision.
I know. And we're going to go next year, back to Iceland.
Yeah.
Throw in some snow.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? I'll throw some ice at you.
Yeah, and a glacier.
Mm-hmm. And trip you up. And make it look like it was an accident. Right.
Rude.
I know. After 4 years of marriage, yeah, you can think like that. No, I'm only joking. I love Rob. Very special.
Anyway, it's time for something random.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So we have a hat full of years. We pick a year, and then we have a hat full of countries. We pick a country from Albania, Yugoslavia, and hopefully they mix and match and we get a song. So I shall dip my hand into the first blue hat.
Yes, you got a blue hat there. With lots of laminated years on. And Rob, which one are you going to pick out?
Oh, it's quite a recent one. It's 2017.
Oh, 2017. Ah, and strangely enough, once again, I played a song from the 2017 contest.
Oh, really? How funny. Which one?
Azerbaijan.
I'll have to pick Azerbaijan then.
Oh, don't. We have to redraw that one. I'm sorry, dear.
I have picked out España.
You? Why have you done that?
It just happened to be the one I picked out.
What did you do that for? Okay, I'm gonna play Contigo. You know that.
You can't play it without playing the actual Do It For Your Lover, which is a classically crap.
Yes, it is true, isn't it, Rob?
Do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, babe. Just clap your hands and do it for your lover.
Oh, dear. Now, this was a horribly controversial selection for Spain at the Eurovision Song Contest, as the fact that it was on a draw in the national final Objetivo Eurovision 2017, which I don't know what 2017 is in Spanish. I apologize, but basically Mirella and Manel Navarro both got the same amount of points, but for some ungodly reason the format of the show is if there was a tie, the jury vote. Yes, the jury vote was precedent. Okay, it was. So that was decided. That was it. Okay. So shocking stuff. That is exactly what happened. So they had Javier Martinez, who is a radio program director, and then you had Xavi Martinez, Javier Cardenas, who's a radio program director and presenter at Europa FM in Spain, and also Virginia Diaz, who is a radio program director and presenter on Radio 3. Now, basically, it all came out in the wash just before the contest, the Spanish national final, that Manuel Navarro was very good friends with Javier Cardenas. Yes. And obviously, he ended up giving Manel more points than Mirella, where Mirella was overwhelmingly the popular vote winner of it. Because Manel got 2,109 votes, where Mirella got 4,479, which I'm looking at the voting and the amount of votes there, that's it's quite low numbers there, I thought. But then the Spanish population was about 40 million, something like that. Yeah,
about that.
Well, what would you have preferred, Rob?
Mirella.
Hooray! Correct. So we're going to play both of them for you, which I think is a good idea, darling, especially as it's a very summery tune. So we'll have a sort of best of the rest Rob's random request special, as we're going to play two songs from a national final. Well, one song from a national final, one of the actual Eurovision entry. So first of all, here is Spain 2017, and it is...
Do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, babe. Just clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover.
No, it's all right. I'm Manel. Oh, God.
Hello, this is Manel Navarro. I'm from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song called Do It For Your Lover, so I hope you guys enjoy it and give it a massive love.
Spain.
2017.
A veces cuesta decir todo lo que uno piensa. A veces la vida causa estragos sin que te des cuenta. A veces parece que es como una melodía. Frustrada y perdida, no nos deja ver la luz del día. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover. Do it for your lover. Do it for those you ever get in love. están. Así que pega un grito, sala y vuela. Y verás que por los tuyos siempre vale la pena. Así que
do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover. Do it for those you ever
Mickey from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Los sueños al aire, los miedos al mar, lo volvemos a intentar. Las penas al fuego, la playa en San Juan, lo bueno está por llegar. Jamás ni por manos al cielo, los pies para errar, no importará dónde irán. Se ladran de lejos, es una señal, tú y yo cabalgamos más. Jamás ni por perdido.
Time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritutiot.
First of all, we're heading over to Finland, and the final of UMK 2020 will be will be taking place on the very last week of February. Yes, in a call for dancers to the live show, YLE, the Finnish national broadcaster, revealed that the final of UMK 2020 will take place in week 8 of 2020. So everybody had to look at the calendar very quickly, and that meant that the final is likely to take place on Saturday, February 26th. But the venue for the show has not yet been announced. Now we fly over to San Marino, and Una Voice per San Marino will be held between December 2021 and February 2022. All competing artists will be initially be divided into two categories, emerging and big. Okay. The emerging artists will be invited to attend an academy in the Trito Tianto in San Marino City from December the 13th to the 19th, and from on January the 5th to the 11th. The Academy will be act as the preliminary castings, and in February 2022, the series of semi-finals and a final will decide 9 acts that will move on to a grand final. The grand final will take place on February the 19th of 2022 in the Netro Nuovo in Dogana, which is very close to San Marino. A total of 18 artists will participate in the final, 9 emerging artists, 9 big artists. They'll be directly invited by Media Evolution Surreal, and the jury will decide the winner, and also second and third place. So a lot more details there in San Marino. And finally, 2 more countries recently, Azerbaijan and Georgia, have announced and confirmed their participation for the 2022 Eurovision Song Contest. And just quickly, Poland have opened submissions until November the 20th.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
Hello, we're Sunstroke Project from Moldova, and this is our song, Hey Mama!
This is Svala from Iceland, and this is my song, Paper. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Nathan Trent from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Running on Air. Enjoy.
I'm running on air.
Online on 92.3 and 98.9 FM.
You are listening to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Oretodiot.
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia.
1968.
Život radostan, dani svi po jedan dan, prođe.
Yugoslavia of 1968 Eurovision Song Contest. That is Luci and Hamor with Jedanda. Now, what a great little song that was for Yugoslavia at the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest. That was in the Royal Albert Hall in London, here in the United Kingdom. And that contest, the 1968 contest, was part of this month, September's Eurovision again. Yes, now you can watch the contest in full, available on YouTube by going to youtube.com/Eurovision. You go to the official Eurovision page on YouTube and you'll find it there. Now it has Swedish commentary, or was it Norwegian? I can't remember. Which wasn't that bad. Obviously, you didn't know what they were talking about, unless you can speak that language. So that was always very good. Sometimes it's better than the original. But there we are. Right, let's move on. Now, what was the spokespeople for the United Kingdom during the voting there of 1968? It was Michael Aspel. I thought it was him. Sure it was. Did you know there was no commentary at all on the television for that year on BBC One, but Pete Murray was commentating on BBC Radio 1 and BBC Radio 2 back then. Well, obviously, with the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest, it was an emotional time for many a fan of Cliff Richard at the time. Obviously, a huge star in his own right. Not making it to first place. 1 point ahead was the Spanish entry, Maciel, with a La La La. But of course, Cliff, the legendary song, Congratulations, is still loved to this very day, regardless of the occasion. So here is the beautiful song. Beautiful song. The fun song, which you'll get in your head and it'll be there probably for the rest of the evening. Congratulations by Sir Cliff Richard.
The United Kingdom.
1968.
Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Could be happy and contented. I used to think that happiness hadn't been invented, but that was in the bad old days before I met you. When I let you walk into my heart. Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I was afraid that maybe you thought you were above me. That I was only fooling myself to think you'd love me. But then tonight you said you couldn't live without me. That round about me, you wanted to stay. Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
Yugoslavia
congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
Sir Cliff Richard, congratulations, the United Kingdom entry to the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest from the Royal Albert Hall in London, United Kingdom. Righty-ho, it is now time for us to go over to Gothenburg, Sweden, or Göteborg, Sverige, to hear from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg. Yes, Robert, lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much for your request. Once again, your requests are awesome, and you've picked a song which should have represented Latvia at the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest in Athens, Greece. They ended up picking Cosmos with I Hear Your Heart, which was vile. No, it was all right. It was a very acquired taste, put it that way. And now, Robert Wallström's request is a song written by Tomas Gerson, and it's a song from Latvia's national final in 2006. Here is Ella with Heaven in Your Eyes on Forest FM.
There is something in your eyes that I have never seen before. Something that takes my breath away. And I
Heaven in Your Eyes by Ella here on Forest FM from Latvia's national final of 2006, a request from Robert Wallström. Right, it's now time for a request from Richard down in Ferndale before we go, and we're going to amalgamate it as this week's Live and Kicking. Yeah, Live and Kicking. Now, this Live and Kicking part of the show basically focuses on a song live from Eurovision itself, actually. Yes, and the lovely Richard down in Ferndown has requested this song as well. So this is very good. It all works into one, doesn't it? Yes. So Richard, thank you very much for your request and get in contact with us. All the details, if you want to get in contact with us, is on our website, escshowcase.com. But you have requested Lars Fredriksson from Norway in 1998 with Altid Sommer. And Altid Sommer means another summer. Here on the Eurovision Showcase, live from the Eurovision 1998 in the National Indoor Arena of Birmingham, United Kingdom.
Norway.
1998.
Oh, well done. Good stuff. Lars Fredriksson with Altid Sommer. Thank you very much, Richard, for your request. That is it for the Eurovision Showcase for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Uri-Tutiot. And if you've missed this show or previous shows, head over to our website, escshowcase.com. You can get in contact with us there. I hope to see you soon and see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, vislat, dobidenia, goknat, adios, and I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Toodaloo!
Celebrating the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.